Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today, my friends, we're going to talk about failure. We're going to talk about how playing it safe is the shortcut to failure. Now, you know, it's really easy to just take that statement and say, oh, well, Austin, I mean, that sounds really good. But at the end of the day, you know, life is just complicated. It's hard. You don't understand. You know, if I had a nickel for every time I said that. But you know what? Let's strip it down to the bare bones of this issue. You know, in our lives, a lot of us have dreams. You know, anybody who's seen Tangled or anybody who's at any point in time wanted something, you've had a dream. You've had a dream that you wanted to achieve something. You wanted to become somebody. There was something in your life that you wanted, that you didn't have, but that you wanted more than anything else. Am I wrong? But you know what? It's not easy to get most of those things. In fact, I'd argue that that's a good thing. You wanna know why? If it was easy, then anybody could do it. And if anybody could do it, then it's really not worth doing. You know, a lot of our lives, we spend in pursuit of our goals, our aspirations, in hopes of accomplishing something. And in doing so, garnering the admiration of other people. But you know, there's an old saying that goes that the fortune favors the bold. But it's really easy for us to just listen to our primal biology that hasn't been upgraded since the Stone Age that says, no, you need to survive. You need to not take too many unnecessary risks. You need to make sure that regardless of what happens, that you have a backup plan that you can survive. You know, my friends, living that way, you'll probably survive, but you're never going to thrive. It's just statistically, it doesn't work that way. If you want to play it safe, then you have to keep one foot on the ground because you're afraid that if you try to fly, that you'll fall. So what you do is then you have one foot on the ground and you never truly try to fly. Now, and you know what? I think there's a video that I should show that really drives this concept home. So here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to and we're going to watch this because I think that it's something that people need to hear.
So many people
now, it's one of these things
have never experienced like high
ways.
Levels of adversity.
And it's really easy to say these things in hypothetical.
And all of a sudden they're confronted with it. If you played it safe your whole life, you really
live
never
this out.
Done
Some
it.
Of us, we face this without even realizing, like, we're thrown into these situations and we have to learn to survive. A lot of us have to throw ourselves in the deep end to learn to swim. So without further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to look at this video and let me know what you think in the comments or on my Twitter page at Sheep Get Sheared. Let's do this.
So many people who have never experienced, like, high levels of adversity and all of a sudden they're confronted with it. If you've played it safe your whole life, you've really never done anything risky, never taken any chances, you've had a regular life, a regular job, you play it safe. And then all of a sudden, now you're fucked and you're confronted with a perhaps deadly disease that might take you out, and you got all these other problems in the world, and everybody's like, ah! And they don't have the coping skills. They don't have the ability to handle these things.
You know, I know the music was probably kind of loud, but my friends, let's be honest for a second. A lot of us, we want the freedom to be comfortable. We don't like the idea of facing things that are really tough and hard and could really lead to permanent disaster. And that's part of who we are. Because in the old days, we had to fight saber-toothed tigers. We had to fight these giant creatures, disease, and whatnot. But today, largely, we only face our own adversity. We face the people around us. We face off with ourselves as our own worst enemy. And it's really easy to be surrounded by a life of relative comfort and ease, but then not have the ambition that our forefathers had, to not have the desire to thrive because it's so easy to survive. The system is set up for you to survive and to be exploited by the people at the top and by the people who run the government. The problem is, a lot of us, we want freedom. But we trade our freedom for security. And in doing so, we take a shortcut to our own failure. In the desire to be secure, we forfeit our ability to soar. We say, you know what? I could risk it all. I could say, you know what, to hell with it, I'm gonna go for it. And if I fail, I'll end up back where I started. It's another to say, you know what, I am too scared to try. I don't trust myself to see it through. And you know what, there's no shame in that. In fact, I was there once too, but you know what? I've been doing this show for almost a year. And I don't say that to brag. I say that because at the beginning, it was extremely difficult. I was extremely anxious. I didn't know what to talk about. It wasn't as free-flowing as it is today. My friends, I can get up in front of any camera, any microphone, and I can have a conversation with you, with a host, or with anybody else. But you know what? At the end of the day, it took me time to get here. You have any idea how hard it is to take criticism from people at the beginning of anything? Whether it's you want to do social media, whether you want to do door-to-door sales, whether it's you want to get to know people, have a relationship. It's not easy to do because you're so afraid of rejection. We're afraid to fail. And in doing so, we create the very thing we dread. There's a quote from Ultron that I really love. And his quote is, "Everyone creates the thing they dread. Men of peace create engines of war. Invaders create Avengers. People create smaller people. Children." I lost the word there. Children. A way to supplant, help them end. I like that. And you know what? It's very interesting, you know, all my dramatics aside, to realize that what there's truth in what he says in that line. There's truth to it. You know, fear is one of these things that's meant to keep us alive, but in doing so, it leads us away from the good life. We're not meant, our healthy dose of fear is not meant to keep us thriving, it's meant to keep us surviving. And my friends, you need to be able to sacrifice your comfort to conquer it. And I know it might sound cheesy, I understand that. But it's not cheesy when you live it out. In fact, it's very uncomfortable. And I don't sit here as someone who understands everything and knows everything. I don't. But I'll tell you something. I've gotten to the point in my life where as soon as something makes me uncomfortable, it makes me want to do it that much more. You know why? Because then I have to prove to myself that I went through my own fear. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to let you control me. I'm not going to let myself look back and ask the what if I'd done this question. Instead, I'm going to look back and say, did I make the right choice? Or I'm going to look forward and say, where can I go from here? Where's the next place I want to go? Because the worst thing you could do in this life is not go backwards. It's not go anywhere. It's to stay stagnant. Because one step backwards can lead you to wanting to take two steps forward. But if you just stand there and you don't do anything, and you just let time lead by, you let your windows of opportunity close, you let your opportunities pass you by, what do? You only just stay stagnant and are paralyzed by your own fear. My friends, we all start a different place in this life, whether it's we even face things we'd rather forget, whether it's we've done things we're not proud of. Everybody has a backstory. But everyone's story is not written in stone already. I don't believe so. Whether it is or not, I have yet to be shown. But I'm here to tell you, I don't believe it to be set in stone. I believe that people have agency, but a lot of people are too afraid to exercise this agency because they don't want to be bold. Because being bold means taking risk. It means doing something that might lead to pain, might lead to potential suffering, might lead to a downturn, a drought, something that might happen that you dread. But to me, that's a life better led than someone who doesn't even leave the starting gate because they're afraid of what lies beyond the next hill. They're afraid of whether they might hurt themselves or they might trip and fall. It is only through the fires of hell that you are forged anew and that you are able to look back and say, the pain made me stronger. It's very Nietzschean, I understand that. Well, my friends, I don't want you to live this life looking back and saying, I wish I'd done this, or I hope to God that, you know, someone else can learn from my mistakes. I want you to learn from my mistakes. I want you to learn from other people's mistakes who are not proud of what they haven't done, what they wish they had done. My friends, this is, from my understanding, there's only one life you get. So why in the world would you waste it not pursuing something you like that you want to do? Why would you spend the one life you're ever going to have on doing things that you don't care about? Doing, making somebody else rich who you don't know, you don't care about, who doesn't benefit you? Why would you do a thing like that? Answer, you probably do a thing like that if you think that you can't cut it, that you don't know what you're doing. And my friends, I don't want you to think that way about yourself. In fact, we're going to explore Virgil, who's the one who wrote this, the statement that fortune favors the bold. We're going to explore this concept, and it's going to be very self-helpy, but that's good, because this is going to help us. Let's learn about this, shall we?
Fortune favors the bold. Virgil. At some point in life, if you ever want to achieve anything worthwhile, you have to be willing to take a risk. Nothing good, nothing worth having, comes without some inherent risk. We can come up with an endless list of reasons why we shouldn't do something, why something may be too difficult, why there's too much risk in attempting. But all those things will do will stop us from ever taking the most important step of all, which is the first step, the step of action. Only those that are willing to risk failure can achieve success. Only those that are willing to risk harm can ever achieve well-being. Only those that are willing to risk heartbreak can ever find true love. Time and time again, we find that only those that are willing to risk something negative are those that achieve something positive and get what they truly desire. So be brave. Be bold. Don't be too afraid to reach for what it is that you desire in life. Because fortune favors the bold.
I mean, I know it's very philosophical, and I know that some people might think that that sounds too good to be true, or that, oh, but Austin, you don't know what I have to be, what I've been through, what I'm doing, you don't understand. My friends, I want to really make one thing clear here. I'm not telling you that you need to do anything the way that I do things. You don't have to. You can if you want. But at the end of the day, everyone has their own path. And that's part of the reason why in my book, Biblical Bachelor, and on this channel, we talk about forging your own personal philosophy, because everyone has unique challenges. Everyone lives a unique existence, a unique life. Even though we might live in the same place, even though we might speak the same language and have a similar background, that does not mean we have a similar thought process, we have similar goals, or that we have the same desires in this life. So whatever your desire is, it is my hope and my mission to make sure that everyone sees their own desires through. Because we're told to benefit society, and benefiting society is not inherently good or bad. But what I believe to be the biggest problem in this life is too many people will do something for the collective good, and the collective good won't do anything for them in return. They'll turn their back on them the minute they're not a useful cog in a wheel. It's like being in a giant machine, and the machine will treat you somewhat decently as long as you're contributing to that machine. But the minute that maybe you are moving slow, the minute that maybe you risk breaking down, or the minute that you're no longer useful, they'll pass you aside and replace you. The beauty of being an individualist is you can't replace you. You're the only person you have. Now, it's one thing to be part of something bigger than yourself. In the military, I learned that firsthand. But it's another thing to say, you know what? I am going to create something bigger than myself. I'm going to take what's in here and I'm going to put it in front of me. I'm going to create it with either my hands, or I'm going to use someone else's hands to use them to execute my vision and help they share in it. That is something different. And it is my desire that you don't take the shortcuts in life, because there are no shortcuts without tremendous drawbacks. Just look at the giant bodybuilders who, you know, drop dead of a heart attack at 45 because they've been blasting tren, Anavar, and testosterone for all these years. They looked really good in their prime, but then they fizzled out like a big flame that burned through all its fuel. They burned out. And it's my desire that you live the fullest life you can. And the only way you can do that is by making yourself strong as you can get, so that you depend on others for less and less, and in doing so, you have something to give if you determine that people are worthy of your compassion, of your investment. My friends, and I encourage you to not simply be reckless, but to be bold. Because playing it safe is the ultimate shortcut to failure. And I don't want to see you fail. I want to see you succeed. And you might falter on your route to success, but you will only truly fail if you give up. My friends, you take care of yourselves, and hopefully I'll see you next time on the show. Peace.